In case you missed the news, Lake Apopka, which, just as a point of reference, is the largest freshwater body of water in New Jersey, is, in a manner of speaking, closed, at least for human consumption. I was looking at some of the warnings and advisories issued by the state DEP. Doesn't say anything about boating. But, well, let me just explain what this is all about. They issued an advisory after they confirmed the presence of a pretty harmful algae bloom that they spotted, and the size of it and the degree of what this toxic algae or dangerous algae or harmful algae, all of the above maybe, could potentially do to humans as well as pets. So, yeah, first and foremost, this could shoot a hole right through the 4th of July holiday vacation plans for a bunch of people, as well as for the economic expectations businesses at or around Lake Parcon. We're looking forward to with the holiday weekend, especially since a lot of people, it's going to be a 45-day weekend. So that's not good news. This from the DEP. Based on the widespread nature of the HAB, the recreational advisory may be in place for weeks, if not longer. The duration is unpredictable, might be influenced by availability of nutrients and weather conditions. Just as a comparison, about a year ago, a harmful algae bloom was observed on water bodies well into the fall. That, again, according to the DEP, and the exposure to this algae can cause health problems like rashes, allergy-like reactions, flu-like symptoms, respiratory irritation, skin rashes, eye irritation, certainly things you don't want to be spending your 4th of July weekend dealing with. And again, as a reminder, if you live around the lake too, don't let your pets go jumping into the water either, as dogs often like to do. Now, you have to ask the question, given the significance of Lake Apopka, how could this be allowed to happen? Wasn't there always some defensive measures to keep this from happening? No. You see, years of funding cuts, despite local residents and organizations screaming into the ears of state legislature and the governors over the years, pretty much fell on already deaf ears possessed by those individuals. Christie, for example, he never really saw Lake Apopka as a priority, but not just recreation, but also for the local economy. Remember, I think it was Sheila Jackson, who was the head of the DEP with John Corzine. They took her, local politicians took her on a boat tour of Lake Apopka. This was the head of the DEP in charge of everything outside. And when they informed her about how Lake Apopka was the largest freshwater body, she looks at them and go, "I didn't know that." Yeah, that's sort of as foretelling of what was to come with her tenure as the head of the DEP. But again, over the years, the community, the organizations that oversaw Lake Apopka as best they could, had to beg for funding just for minimum maintenance, things like weeding, getting the weeds out of the water so the boat engine rotors won't get tangled up. And actually, current Governor Murphy's interest is about as minuscule as Christie's was. So now it's going to be a rush by the state to catch up with a serious problem, which unfortunately is a familiar position for those morons down in Trenton.